This is Radio Superior 1939, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1939. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear radio as it may have sounded in 1939. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
This is station KUWS, the voice from the head of the lakes, broadcasting from Superior, Wisconsin. This is Jack McKenna speaking, and it's Thursday, June 15th, 1939. This is a day that will long be remembered in Superior's history. The city's 50th birthday celebration kicks off today. Norwegian Crown Prince Olav and Princess Martha will arrive tonight. Lou Martin is standing by with the 5 o'clock news about this and a dispute with Duluth over a new high bridge. We'll also talk to some old-timers about Superior's history, including the early days of theater and movie houses here. Now the Downs Funeral Home 5 o'clock news. Downs Funeral Home, with a beautiful reception area and family room established by Z.A. Downs in 1892 and still in the Downs family. Good evening, Lou.
Good evening, Jack, and good listeners. Superior plunged into the second day of its Golden Jubilee celebration today as Crown Prince Olaf and Princess Martha of Norway arrived at the head of the lakes. The prince and princess came through Carleton to Duluth and will arrive in Superior tonight at 9 o'clock. The royalty will be guests of the Superior Blues Duluth Dukes baseball game at the newly built Municipal Stadium. The stadium is located at the southern end of Catlin Avenue. Duluth Police will escort His Royal Highness to the Interstate Bridge, and then Superior Police will escort the couple to the baseball game. Concordia Lutheran Church Reverend Andrew Bowe will act as Master of Ceremonies. As soon as they arrive at the stadium, the audience is asked to rise for the Norwegian National Anthem. KUWS radio reporter Mike Simonson has been covering Superior's Golden Jubilee festivities today. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, Lou. Association of Commerce President Clarence Scamser says it's been a big day. He and Richard Oyas led the Circus Day Parade today to Municipal Stadium, where some 3,000 people gathered. In spite of drizzly weather, Earl Braman directed scenes from Superior's early days, Gene Knutson played Superior, and Marion Joe Conroy played Wisconsin. Kids paraded on their bicycles and wagons, and Mrs. Henry Helland and Mrs. Duffy Berg were guests of the Rotary Club. They were honored as the oldest living white woman and white man from West Superior. But, of course, the big draw is Crown Prince Olav and Princess Martha. After tonight, they'll return to Superior tomorrow at noon for the 50th anniversary parade. There'll be no tolls on the Superior-bound lanes of the Interstate and Arrowhead Bridges tomorrow afternoon. A colorful ceremony inducting the royal couple into the Ashland and Hayward Chippewa tribes will be one of the highlights. At 6 o'clock, there'll be a banquet at Concordia Lutheran Church. They'll feast on baked ham, whipped potatoes, fruit cocktail, a relish tray, midget green beans, peach and cottage cheese salad, ice cream, Norwegian cookies, and coffee.
I wonder if the bishop would mind if I became a Lutheran for a day.
A string ensemble led by Mrs. Thorpe Langley, Mrs. Sven Soder, and Elizabeth Dickerman will entertain. The Reverend Arvid Horn of the Swedish Lutheran Church will give the invocation. Governor Julius Heil will welcome them to Wisconsin, and Mayor Bryn Osby will present them with a proclamation. The Nordren Viking Male Chorus will sing two Norwegian songs, and Miss Alma Hopkins Kitchell, NBC Radio women's broadcaster and native of Superior, will sing. Quite a day, Lou.
Thanks, Mike. Governor Heil will arrive on board the Omaha passenger train at 7:10 tomorrow morning. He'll be whisked away for a tour of Superior, including the world's largest ore docks in East End and beauty spots such as Billings Park. There will be a public reception for Governor Heil at the Badger Inn at the Hotel Superior, then on to Superior State Teachers College to meet the Prince and Princess of Norway. There will be no parking after noon on Tower Avenue. Police Chief Art Buchanan also warned people to be on their guard, lock up their homes, and leave a light on. He says that dubious characters come into the cities that are having a big celebration.
Yeah, we have enough dubious characters right here at the radio station.
But in a nice way. Down's News Time is 5:06. Jack McKenna has a word from our sponsor.
Indeed I do, Lou, and today Down's Funeral Home is sponsoring part of our broadcast. Established in 1892 at 1708 Ogden Avenue. This funeral home, in point of years of continuous service, is one of Superior's oldest firms. Completely modern and with its entire equipment under one roof, it is in a position to render intelligent service in a practical and economical manner. Beautifully appointed reception room, family room, and a chapel with a seating capacity for 200 people are available at no extra cost. William Downs, for many years associated with his father, assumed charge of the home in 1936. He is assisted by his brother, E.E. Downs. Downs Funeral Home, established 1892, 1708, Ogden Avenue. Luke?
There's tension in the Chinese city of Tientsin tonight. The Japanese have a blockade around British and French-controlled territories, demanding that the British hand over four Chinese suspected of terrorist activities against Japan. Japanese troops are occupying much of China and continue to meet resistance. An attorney from Vienna will speak to several hundred Superior Jews next Wednesday at the Androy Hotel. Dr. Manfred Erie appears on behalf of the United Jewish Appeal. He'll tell about the tense situation in Austria and Germany for Jews. Dr. Erie is the only Jew to hold the post of district attorney in Vienna until he was forced to flee the country under Nazi persecution. His speech starts at 6 o'clock. Former Ashland resident Admiral William Leahy has a new job. The retired chief of naval operations, Admiral Leahy, was confirmed by the Senate to be the new governor of Puerto Rico. Admiral Leahy visits Ashland occasionally, including last August when he was the principal speaker at the American Legion Convention. There's great concern tonight that the hermit, who lives just outside of Iron River near the dump, met with foul play. Bayfield County authorities are searching for 57-year-old William Melsa. Sheriff Jalmer Frostman says he's following up a couple of hopeful leads. A resident of Solon Springs says that he saw Mr. Melsa walking down Highway 53 4 weeks ago, and Bayfield resident Art Freege says that he saw him when he was visiting Marshfield. He saw a man carrying a pail full of newspapers and rags wrapped around his feet. It's believed that Mr. Melsa had lived in the same hut since about 1909, and he never left the area in those 30 years. Dragging is underway in Molenhof Lake. Sheriff Frostman is investigating envelopes found near the lake, half buried in dirt, containing receipts and an empty checkbook. Iron River Postmaster Gus Molenhof is one of the hermit's few friends. He says he often carried $1,000 in cash with him. It appears that he's been gone more than 3 weeks. His homemade calendar in his shack stops at May the 21st. A feud between Duluth and Superior is heating up. The Pittenger Bridge bill introduced in Congress gives Duluth all of the say for a new high bridge connecting the Twin Ports. KUWS newsman Mike Simonson covered this contentious meeting today.
The fur flew at times, Lou. Duluth Mayor Rudolph Burkholt says he's willing to listen to Superior's concerns, but Superior Mayor Bryn Ospey says Duluth would get all the jobs created from building this bridge. Superior Federation of Labor President Maurice Hennessy says he expects Superior men will get some of the construction jobs. But an angry Superior delegation queried Mayor Burkholt. Councilman John Green asked, who drew this bill up, excluding Superior? Association of Commerce President Clarence Scamser accused Duluth of going back on an earlier agreement. Mr. Scamser says this is another example of a lack of cooperation, just like efforts to get Northwest Airlines planes to fly into a landing field in both Duluth and Superior. Quoting him now, we have to quit kidding ourselves about this brotherly love stuff. We in Superior want all we can get, and so do you. Duluth Retail Merchants President E.W. Brander reminded everyone that the destinies of both cities are wrapped up in a new toll-free bridge and that we must put aside petty jealousies, Lou.
Thanks, Mike. Officials in Brule don't want their town split in two, and today they told an assembly committee meeting just that. Attorney Charles Cadigan of Superior says splitting Brule will mean two town halls, two administrations, and twice the taxes. Proponent Alec Bailey and State Senator Phil Nelson says most of Brule's resources ignores the southern sector in favor of the Brule River tourism area. Brule Town Board Chairman Milford Ulvan says that they can rectify that so they don't have to split in two. If the towns were to split, the new town would be called Wayno.
Now, I want to go back to that story about the hermit, William Melsa. That's pretty shocking that he's missing.
Mr. Melsa was a guest on our radio show just last year. A wise man. I think he can take care of himself. I like to think that he's okay. He's not the type to notify anyone when he's leaving.
Hope you're right. Lou Martin voted best newsman by hermits everywhere. Let's check that forecast from the United States Weather Bureau in downtown Duluth for this Thursday, June the 15th, 1939. Fair skies tonight, a beautiful sunny summer day tomorrow for the crowned prince and princess, with a high temperature of 72 lovely degrees. Nice, 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 folks. Let's get to the music now. Just for you folks, this is Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra from 1937. Here's Song of India with Bunny Berrigan on the trumpet on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS. Thank you. The snappy music of Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, Friends, with Les Jenkins and Redbone on the trumpet, that Song of India on station KUWS. Well, look who's here. It's Rapid Ray Paulson. I thought you had to be at the ballpark. And what's with the coat and tie?
Oh, well, I'm just here to pick up my stuff. You know, it's not every day you get to meet royalty.
You know, I've been told, not one to brag, but I've been told that royalty runs in the McKenna clan. Way back when, there was some King Kenna.
King Kenna? Well, now, this is an interesting new development in our otherwise ordinary lives. A regular blue blood in our midst.
And there's nothing the doctor can do about it.
I'll bet there isn't. I just noticed on the wire something about one of baseball's royalty. Let's all wish Yankee slugger Lou Gehrig the best. He recently ended his all-time record consecutive game streak. Well, Arapin Lou hasn't been feeling like his old self, so he checked into Minnesota's Mayo Clinic to try to get healthy. The Iron Horse says he hopes to return to the Yankee lineup soon, once doctors figure out what's wrong. Some say it might be lumbago.
At least Lou Gehrig can be confident no one will ever break his streak.
Not in this century, anyway. Well, I'm off to see a prince and princess. See you, Jake.
Tell them the King Kenna clan says hey, boy. Say, folks, with summertime really here, let's make sure you pick up some Ungantine for sunburn. Ungantine is just 43 cents at Fort Hopkins Drugstore. Fort Hopkins has all of your summer needs. Airflow golf balls, on sale, 3 for $0.55. Sunglasses, 9 cents. Iodine for those scraped knees, just 7 cents for the half-ounce bottle. You know iodine works by that little sting. And don't forget their Saturday dinner specials, a roast tom turkey or young chicken with all the trimmings, only 35 cents. Is it Saturday yet? Well, shop and save at Fort Hopkins, your friendly drugstore in Superior. On with the music, friends. From 1933, here's Clyde McCoy and his Drake Hotel Orchestra and New Basin Street Blues on station KUWS.
Ha ha ha!
Yes, sirree, folks. That's the music of Clyde McCoy and his Drake Hotel Orchestra with Bud Prentice on vocals and New Basin Street Blues on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS. Hey, folks, there's a new Shell station in Superior, Samson's Super Shell Service at stations. And you can get your seashells there, too. Samson's Super Shell Service Station opens at Belknap and Ogden, adjacent to the Superior Hotel. Manager George Batty and servicemen John Downing and Tom Wendt are ready to give your car the most modern service. Hey there, Lou. I see you have guests.
Very special guests.
Fellow nobles. You know, I was just telling Ray about...
I heard. These are not people of nobility, but very important nevertheless, especially in Superior celebration of its 50th birthday. Mr. C.H. Shong is one of the early residents of Superior, coming here in 1886, 3 years before it was incorporated.
I've run out of fingers and toes, but that's 53 years ago. So how old are you, Mr. Shong?
That's not polite, Jack.
Yes, you're old enough to figure you're a strange one for a king.
Ha, 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 ha. I should have known better than to confide a family secret to you folks.
And Mr. Joseph Wardman, one of the original theater owners in town.
Hello, Your Highness.
Some people can be so jealous of royalty.
Mr. Wardman, you've seen a lot of movie houses come and go over the years.
I remember the vaudeville acts coming here long, long, long before the Flickers arrived, young man. Now, that was class. That was a royalty. Live performance. You probably don't even remember the Gem Theater, do you? On 3rd and...
Yeah, I remember that. Yum was a good place.
Yeah. Next, you had the People's Theater on the second floor above a livery stable on Lower Tower Avenue. Then, in 1906, you had the Bijou at 11th and, I think it was Tower. And it was built for the Sullivan and Constantine vaudeville circuit, so they wouldn't have to play under a tent, don't you know? And Mr. Royalty... Remember which theater was built just for the movies?
Yeah, sure. It was a real Nickelodeon. It was old man Hadfield's place.
That's it. The Hadfield Nickelodeon.
The gentleman, that's Hadfield, Jack. Mr. R.H. Hadfield opened the Savoy in 1907 at 1115 Tower Avenue. And it just cost a nickel to see a flicker. Then came the Rialto on Ogden and Broadway. Great place for vaudeville, don't you know? The Rialto later moved to the Eagles building, I believe, and my favorite place was the Parlor Theater, 1116 Tower Avenue.
That was your place, wasn't it, Mr. Wardman? I remember as a kid seeing a movie there. The person would explain the movie as it went along.
Oh, yes, my good man. We had soldiers between the reels. Now, that was a good day at the movie theater, going to the parlor. I'm sad to say we lost the opera house just last month to a fire. The opera house was built in the 90s. I remember vaudeville immortals Dustin Farham and Bill Hart come to perform. The opera building became the Palace Theater, and then the Moose, I believe, and finally the American Legion before it burned to the ground. That's it. Oh, yeah. There was also the Capitol, but that's gone now, too. But the Palace. Now, the Palace, that was built in 1916. That's a special place, very elegant. We still have the Beacon, the People's, the Superior Theater, and the Princess for second-run films.
Quite a history, Mr. Wardman. Do you miss the old days?
The days of watching theater above a livery stable are gone, in more ways than I can think.
Now, shall you... You miss the early days. Movies were all new then, don't you know? Vaudeville, well, that's gone altogether, sad to say. No more piano players tickling the ivories either. But I do like the newsreels. It would be rather unthinkable just 10 or 20 years ago to see a film from all over the world in a flash. Amazing thing, don't you?
Mr. Joseph Wardman, old-time theater owner. Why don't you stick around?
Let's get to our next number, Lou. An oldie, but one Mr. Wardman will appreciate, no doubt. Here's Paul Whiteman with his orchestra, and If I Had a Talking Picture of You, with the singing of Mildred Bailey on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS. ¶¶
talking picture of you. I would run it every time I felt blue. I would sit there in the gloom of my lonely little room and applaud each time you whispered, I love you, on the screen the moment you came in view. We would talk the whole thing over, we two. I would give 10 shows a day and a midnight matinee if I had a talking picture of you.
Time movie lovers, and we've had a few around here today. That's Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, and If I Had a Talking Picture of You on station KUWS.
Now it's Mr. Shong's turn to remember what Superior was like 50 years ago. He's one of the city's oldest residents, coming here in 1886.
He's still not going to say how old he is.
And you're still impolite enough to ask.
I'm not minding my age. I'm rather proud of it. Fact is, I earned every gray hair and wrinkle I've got, and whippersnappers like yourself would be smart to listen to us people of experience. I made a lot of mistakes and missteps along the way, but it's all part of learning.
But probably not as many as His Highness Jack the McKenna.
So, Mr. Shong, what was Superior like in 1886?
I remember it real well. There were only about 12 houses on or near Tower Avenue. Nothing from Winter Street South. And from Heaven Avenue East, no homes. Right where we sit now, it was woods. All trees up to East End. The Belgians arrived to settle Eloise and East End, the only road connecting the two, Winter Street and Bay Street. And Tower Avenue, it was nary more than a clay road. I remember a four-horse outfit stuck in the muck right there on Tower. When it got wet, it got bad. There were 2 coal docks, the Lehigh and the St. Paul and Western, and a flour mill on Connors Point back in the 1880s, and another thing, I helped haul water to the workmen who were building Hotel Superior. That was before I got on with the Terminal Railroad. I spent 44 years with that outfit, retired as an engineer I did. And another thing, there used to be a good tobacco crop grown in these parts, right under the Magi River Valley and the Amnicon River Valley, a good, mild, smoking tobacco. Lesson you prefer chewing it. It was a good moist chew, too. People don't know that about these parts, Lou Martin. So, you going to interview me?
I'm not sure that I'm needed here. We're just fine, Mr. Strong. Very interesting.
Well, people forget stuff if you don't remind them. That is, if they listen.
I'm listening.
I didn't say you weren't, young feller.
Jack gets to feeling guilty sometimes. Thanks for coming in.
And thanks for the lecture. I could listen to stories like that all day. But we've got just half an hour to sing, sing, sing with Benny Goodman and his orchestra from last year's concert at Carnegie Hall on station KUWS.
Boy, that'll get you jumping, folks. King of Swing, Benny Goodman and his orchestra with Harry James and Gene Krupa and Sing, Sing, Sing. Written, incidentally, by Louis Prima on the Martin and McKenna Show. Boy, Lou, those guys really were interesting. It's hard to imagine Tower Avenue made of clay.
You sound surprised.
Well, not every one of your interviews are, shall we say, captivating. But this one, think of it. Tower Avenue, made of clay. Sounds like the old Wild West.
In a way, it was the Wild West for a time.
I'll bet. No grocery stores with freezers and refrigerators.
They had to use ice left over from the winter, stored in big sheds and blocks. Lots of folks still have ice boxes.
Well, that's it, folks. Another educating half hour of radio fun.
Let me, if I may, Jack.
Gotta be quick now, old buddy.
I'd like to welcome a colleague, Mrs. Elma Hopkins Kitchell, a Superior native who broadcasts on NBC Blue Network from New York. Mrs. Kitchell is in Superior this week to cover the appearance of Crown Prince Olaf and Crown Princess Martha of Norway. She spoke yesterday at the Rotary Club, a guest of A.D. Weldon.
Hello, Alma Hopkins Kitchell. Stay a while, we hope. We'll be back, too. Same time, same place on your radio dial. The good Lord willing, and they don't make me king.
Now, that's scary.
Well, at least we know we'll be back. For Lou Martin, then, this is Jack McKenna speaking, and good night, sweet prince.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1939, a weekly production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Other performances by Tom Martinson, Ray Paulson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1939 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.